We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Bem-vindos harmonious viewers, that is welcome in Portuguese, a language spoken by about 240 million people in Brazil and other countries. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite, Intelsat 805. Location, 55.5 degrees west. Frequency, 3771 MHz. Polarization, vertical. Symbol rate 13333, FEC, auto, or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Shuata, Saleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahul Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Pa, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotel on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunmarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Egypt encourages more women's participation in the government. In sustainable energy news, the International Air Transport Association is committed to reducing emissions. In animal welfare news, researchers in the United States are working to prevent osteoarthritis in dogs. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 26th, is Liberia's Independence Day, observing its autonomy attained in 1847. The oldest republic in Africa, Liberia, is situated between Côte d'Ivoire and Sierra Leone. It includes the rich cultures of over 15 different ethnic groups. President of Liberia, Dr. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, is Africa's first elected female head of state. Today is also the Independence Day of Maldives, honoring its self-sovereignty gained in 1965. Located in southern Asia, southwest of India, it is an archipelago of 26 atolls of more than 1,100 islands. Beautiful Maldives is a tropical paradise with white sandy beaches and immense turquoise lagoons. We wish the kind people of Liberia and Maldives memorable Independence Days together with friends and family.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Bangladesh and India. The start of this year's monsoon season brought floods to both nations that isolated hundreds of thousands, with at least six succumbing to a landslide.
Deeply saddened, Supreme Master Qinghai on July 4th donated $30,000 for emergency needs. This amount could buy $656,000 in materials if obtained in the United States based on Bangladesh and India's general cost of living.
Following their relief work in Bangladesh, our association members from Formosa or Taiwan travelled to Assam State in India, where they went to the worst affected area of Lakhimpur. With the help of subdivision officer Mr. Kanindra Chowdhury and several police personnel, they distributed basic necessities that included food, medicine and snack treats to 10 villages.
The relief recipients were touched by Master's aid and expressed their gratitude. Our association members also explained about the importance of the plant-based diet to alleviate global warming, after which the community manager of trade, Mr. Sridharan Dutta, decided to be veg and encouraged local residents to do the same.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai on behalf of the Civil Administration of Chokwakana Subdivision. Thank you.
Our appreciation, Mr. Chowdhury and local police personnel, for your help in bringing relief to the flood afflicted. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving support to those in need and to our association's relief team for their diligent efforts, wishing the Indian people a soon restoration of their productive daily lives and that such disasters may lessen as we work together in shared benevolence toward the environment. And congratulations, Mr. Sridharan Dutta, for your new compassionate life choice.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai. I love you. We all love you. We are all very thankful to you.
Thank you,
Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you,
Supreme Master Qinghai.
Storm causes upheaval in Central Europe. At least 10 people lost their lives and dozens were injured during an unusually violent storm that swept across Germany, Poland, Czech Republic, and Austria on Friday. Trees were uprooted, electrical poles knocked down, roofs torn off houses, and basements and streets were flooded. Hail in Austria also caused $28.4 million in damage to crops. In Poland alone, more than 12,000 firefighters were dispatched to aid in the storm's aftermath. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately asked our association members if they could find out about those who were badly injured or had lost loved ones, and to please go and offer financial assistance to help ease their urgent needs as well as gifts to convey her condolences. our gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern and timely aid for the victims. We are deeply saddened to know of this devastating weather pattern and sympathize with the families in mourning. May all the European people affected by the storm quickly recover their daily lives as we work to restore the delicate balance of our ecosphere.
Thousands evacuated to escape highest tide in 100 years. People were evacuated from coastal areas as sea waves rose to 5.5 meters in the city of Mumbai, India. Powerful winds caused intense waves to crash against retaining walls all along the coast. Thankfully, no reports of casualties or significant damage have been issued thus far. Thank heaven for the safety of the Mumbai residents. May Earth's inhabitants find these potential dangers diminishing as more people foster kindness toward all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
WHO predicts one-third of population will have swine flu, with cases confirmed in 160 of 193 countries across the globe. The World Health Organization, or WHO, predicts that 2 billion people could contract the swine flu based on previous pandemic patterns. Indeed, WHO has already stated that laboratory-identified cases alone are increasing at a rate too high to monitor. The European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, or ECDC, reports that 979 people have now perished from swine flu, with 159,224 officially confirmed cases.
In Europe, swine flu cases in England have doubled in the last week, while consultation rates with medical doctors in Wales increased 40% overnight. The UK National Swine Flu website, which was set up to help relieve some of the burden to doctors by allowing online visitors to assess their own symptoms, collapsed immediately after its launch due to the overload of more than 9 million visits per hour on its first day.
As more people become affected, France has urged those with flu symptoms to seek their family doctor rather than the hospital and is reserving laboratory confirmation to higher risk groups. The swine flu also continues to claim lives, including those of 30 people in Brazil in just 24 hours. Experts are now saying they are wary that the true deadliness of the virus remains to be seen, especially when autumn arrives in the Northern Hemisphere. This also reminds us that new and more lethal viral mutations are continually possible as long as animal farms exist to incubate new virus strains.
Our sincere appreciation, World Health Organization and international officials, for your efforts to address the worrying swine flu spread. We are pained by the global updates of loss and suffering each day and pray for heaven's grace to overcome this difficult time through people's awareness and choice of the ultimately safeguarding animal-free lifestyle.
USDA issues first ever beef recall due to salmonella. Stores across 7 states of a U.S. grocery chain are responding to a Department of Agriculture, or USDA, recall of 466,236 pounds of ground beef sold over a 1-month period that have caused 14 Colorado residents to fall ill with a drug-resistant strain of salmonellosis, 6 of whom have been hospitalized. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, salmonella is usually transmitted by eating foods contaminated with animal feces and can be fatal. Colorado Department of Public Health epidemiologist Dr. Alicia Cronquist explained that for each officially reported case of salmonella, 38 more are likely to be infected. Many thanks, Dr. Cronquist, U.S. Department of Agriculture and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, for your efforts to protect public health. May notifications such as these prompt us all to consider the safer and more healthy choice of the plant-based diet.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Prince William leads teens on charity climb. His Royal Highness Prince William of Wales accompanied six youth who live at the homeless charity Centrepoint on a hike that was organised by the non-profit Mountain Rescue. The climb was designed to raise awareness for these two charities, which His Royal Highness patrons, as well as create a memorable day for the teens. The Prince later went aboard a steamboat with families whose ill children's medical care is covered by the national charity WellChild. Our warm accolades, Your Royal Highness, for your true caring heart. May such kindness in action be blessed by heaven, as are the many lives you touch. Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognising the noble actions of Prince William with a special letter of salute and £30,000.
Man faces alligator to save his canine companion. When he saw a 7-foot gator attack his terrier dog, Mandy, David Grounds of Florida, USA, leapt into action. He was successful in prying open the animal's jaws to release Mandy, who emerged nearly unharmed, but then lost parts of two fingers as he tried to free himself. Saying that the 7-year-old family member is like one of his children, Mr. Grounds indicated that he would not have been able to face himself if he hadn't saved her. Speaking later, he said that he would do it again and stated, "It wasn't a bad trade, Mandy for two fingers." Our hearts are touched, Mr. David Grounds, for your incredible rescue of self-sacrifice and devoted love. May God bless you and Mandy with speedy recoveries and many happy moments spent in cherished companionship together. For his altruistic courage, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring Mr. Grounds with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $1,000 for medical care and gifts that include some green veg treats for Mandy.
Search for life on Venus. Data from the European Space Agency's Venus Express has shown rock compositions that give further evidence of the planet once being covered by oceans. As water is a key to life as humans know it, scientists largely agree that Venus not only could have harbored microbial life several billions of years ago, but could contain life forms today despite its boiling hot atmosphere.
In a telephone interview with Supreme Master Television, Dr. Lewis Irwin, a professor of biological sciences at the University of Texas, El Paso, USA, explained.
So we have the situation now where the temperature on the surface of Venus is much too hot to support life in any form that we recognize on Earth. So that leaves us with two possibilities. One is the possibility of life beneath the surface, where it may still be very warm, but because of very high pressure, it's possible that water could exist in a liquid form. The other possibility is that there could be some life in the clouds of Venus. The clouds consist of very dense droplets of largely sulfuric acid. We do have organisms on Earth that are adapted to very high acidity. It is conceivable that we could have some microbial life that floats in the clouds at a certain level, fairly high up in the clouds of Venus. The temperatures become quite moderate, not much different from what they are on Earth.
Along with Venus, neighboring Earth and Mars have been studied for their potential interconnected existence.
It's possible that life on all three planets was related and was actually exchanged among the planets, because we know that the surface of planets, especially earlier in their history, were broken up and blasted away in falling meteorites, and the pieces of crust that may have had microbial life sequestered in them floated through space and landed on another planet. But it's also possible that life arose independently on all three planets. It arose fairly early in the history of life on Earth under conditions that were favorable. Assuming those same conditions existed on Venus and Mars and were equally favorable, then there's no reason to assume that life could not have originated independently on those other two planets as well.
What fascinating possibilities! We thank Dr. Irwin and the scientists at the European Space Agency and worldwide for sharing their knowledge, and we can't wait to further expand our understanding of our neighbors in space.
Save our planet. Global warming causes fish to shrink. A study of fish populations in rivers, streams and the Baltic North Seas conducted by Dr. Martin Dorfrenze at the Chemogreff Public Agricultural and Environmental Research Institute in Lyon, France, found a correspondence between warming waters and shrinking fish size.
Saying that even plankton and bacteria have diminished in size as the waters warm, the study also found that these aquatic animals have lost half their average body mass in the last 20 to 30 years, with smaller species now making up a larger proportion of fish populations. In a study of land animals, a similar shrinking effect has been observed in Scottish sheep.
Dr. Dorfrenze and colleagues, we thank you for your message that alerts us all toward the need to act now to protect life on our planet.
In a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Ching Hai once again conveyed her care for the Earth's inhabitants as she addressed the plight of our marine ecosystems.
Balanced marine ecosystems are extremely important, as more then 2/3 of the planet is covered by oceans. They provide half of the world's oxygen and play a major part in regulating the global climate. To disturb the balance of the seas thus ultimately places our own lives in danger. What we are seeing from these fish and marine life are signs of distress. So stop eating the flesh, stop killing for food, stop eating the fish. We should be looking for ways to help the fish, to protect them and all the marine life from the devastating effects of climate change. Once we start thinking in this way, we are in a better position for ourselves, for the fish and for the planet.
Save our planet. Thousands lack drinking water in China. Over 160,000 people in the northeastern Liaoning province have been affected by prolonged drought due to global warming. The current dry spell began in June, with the 38 small reservoirs that contain the area's water now depleted. Officials say the lack of rain has also adversely affected over 400,000 hectares of crops, some of which are already ruined. We pray for the cool relief of rain for the people of Liaoning province, and that everyone may quickly realize the benefits of the harmonious vegan diet in most effectively protecting ourselves and our precious resources.
Save our planet. The Department of Environment in the Australian Capital Territory has purchased bicycles to encourage their use by employees for short distance travel to lessen emissions, save money and improve health.
Save our planet. Italian logistics company Interporto di Padavo has signed an agreement to build the world's largest rooftop solar plant in Padua, Italy, where 250,000 square meters of its rooftops will be used to generate up to 17 million kilowatts of electricity a year.
Save our planet. Canada has released a recovery plan for the endangered North Atlantic right whale that includes identification and protection of the whale's critical habitat to ensure the restoration of their populations.
Save our planet. To promote the use of electric vehicles in Japan, Kashiwazaki City's taxi company has inaugurated the nation's first battery-powered taxi that emits no exhaust and can drive 100 kilometers on a 4-hour charge.
I'm Cock-a-Doodle Danny the Rooster, and there are no animal products in my healthy diet. Today, I have a green tip on how to clean your oven. All you need is baking soda, water, a sponge, and an eco-friendly liquid detergent. First, sprinkle water over the bottom of the inside of the oven, and then cover it with baking soda until the area is all white. Put a little more water on top and let it sit overnight. In the morning, clean up the baking soda and use the detergent on a sponge to wipe off any residue that's left. Presto, sparkling oven! Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet! Thank you for watching, and now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In good governance news, Egypt increases women's participation in the government. New legislation will reserve 64 seats for women in Egypt's parliament. Drafted by the National Council for Women, of which First Lady Suzanne Mubarak is president, the law will raise the number of parliamentary seats from 454 to 510. President Hosni Mubarak's National Democratic Party introduced the proposal, which will come into effect in 2010 and continue for 10 years. Congratulations, Egypt, and our respectful thanks, President Hosni Mubarak and the National Democratic Party, First Lady Suzanne Mubarak and the National Council of Women, for your commitment to promoting women in leadership. May all parties and individuals work together to bring about a harmonious and sustainable world.
In sustainable energy news, the world's airlines set an eco goal. The International Air Transport Association, or IATA, stated that after 2020, greenhouse gas emissions will not increase. 2 years ago, the IATA affirmed the objective of reaching a carbon-free future. In 2009, the carbon footprint of the airline industry is expected to shrink by 7%. Our appreciation, International Air Transport Association, for your soaring work to improve our environment. With Godspeed, may we awaken and preserve our one and only home planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, early detection of osteoarthritis in dogs may assist in finding a cure. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More helping news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, righteous news for a conscientious world. In animal welfare news, American researchers hope to cure osteoarthritis in dogs through early diagnosis. Dr. James Cook, professor of veterinary medicine and surgery, and his colleagues from the University of Missouri are looking for markers which demonstrate the early onset of the condition. Osteoarthritis affects both canines and humans. Dr. Cook said, by developing methods for earlier diagnosis of osteoarthritis, prevention or even curative treatment, strategies to manage the disease become more realistic. Our sincere gratitude, Dr. James Cook and team, for helping to enhance the quality of life of our animal co-inhabitants. May all canine companions be blessed with radiant good health and happy lives.
Time for some lighthearted humor with joke of the day entitled Attractive Plan, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
A housewife called the police in panic. "Officer, officer, what shall I do? There is a fox in my basement." The police say, "Well, never mind, just leave some bread from the bottom of the stair all the way up to the garden and leave the door open. He will come out." A while later, the housewife called the police again and he asked, "So, did you get rid of the fox?" She said, "No, no, now I have two foxes down there."
And now for our viewers' heartline. Abdur wrote about protecting the endangered orangutans of Indonesia, which was featured on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants.
"I love the message. Let's spread this message all over the world." Abdur from the Netherlands.
Caring Abdur, the orangutans are so intelligent and loving. We simply must safeguard their habitats and lives. We agree. Let's share this fact throughout the globe so they and all other incredible animals may flourish in safety. Let's first and foremost honor their lives by adopting the compassionate vegan diet with heaven's love and blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say ciao, which means goodbye in Portuguese.
May your path in life be filled with grace and joy. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following a government investment of $463 million for improvements, people's access to drinking water in Morocco's rural areas reaches 87%.
US basketball star Mike Glenn sponsors his 30th year of offering free basketball camp to deaf students, an act of love inspired by his father's similar calling.
Israeli-born violin virtuoso Itzhak Perlman hosts the 15th year of the Perlman Music Program, bringing together international students for a six-week music camp in New York, USA.
A team of Canadian and Brazilian scientists discover that the enormous beak of the toucan bird, which extends for about one-third of its total body length, helps in regulating body temperature.
Zach McGuire, an 11-year-old boy from Ohio, USA, who has already successfully raised money for California wildfire and Hurricane Katrina victims, is now selling his toys to help his unemployed father pay bills. For his selfless endeavors, Supreme Master Ching Hai is bestowing Zach with a letter of salute and $1,000.
Leading up to their European Union membership, the three Balkan states of Macedonia, Montenegro, and Serbia are being offered visa-free travel effective January 2010.
European and Asian scientists create a universal mirror that reflects objects back at any angle, making possible for a person positioned in front of it to see his or her own reflection perfectly, no matter where he or she stands.
The US charity A Little Help sends school materials such as books, lab equipment, and large tents for temporary classrooms to help girls in Afghanistan succeed. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring A Little Help with a letter of thank you along with $5,000 to further its good projects.
Special US Representative Richard Holbrooke announces an additional $165 million donation to provide for the immediate needs of Pakistan's war victims as well as to help in rebuilding their homes.
The Mariinsky Theatre Orchestra from St. Petersburg, Russia performs at the Summer Festival in Baden-Baden, Germany, dedicated to legendary Russian composers.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.